Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hot question of the day. How do you measure the success of a team? I think it's number of story points completed per sprint. What do you think, Todd?
No.
Oh, wait. Hold on a minute. Story points are trash.
Oh, boy.
Just kidding. It's not story points per sprint. That would be a terrible way to do it. What do you think, Todd? How would you measure the success of a team? We're going to assume Scrum team just to narrow this in a little bit.
This question's asked a lot, and my mind's into evidence-based management right now for a multitude of reasons. And I think I think about these questions when I think about the effectiveness of a team. I think about their ability to innovate, right? What is enabling or disabling this team from being able to deliver new things? Is there a lot of tech debt? Do we have a lot of bugs? And then another side of this is how quickly can we get something out there? Time to market, right? So that's delivery capabilities. You could be really good at both of those and have a customer that's not satisfied. You could have people that don't use what you're building. So I think that how do you measure the success of a team is a little bit of a loaded question. Just because a team is really busy and producing a lot of things does not mean that they're effective. It does not mean they're successful. I would put it more towards the success of a team is them constantly being able to fulfill outcome-oriented business objectives for a customer. And how you are going to do that, engage that, is on a product-by-product basis. But measuring a success of a team, I guess my warning would be using it just as a means of how quickly they are outputting a lot of things, I think, is driving the wrong behaviors. Do not key in on that. I think holistically, again, evidence-based management, the 3 different levels of goals, how we measure in accordance with those, and how we're constantly moving and adapting is how you would ultimately measure the success of their team, which means that people are using your stuff and customers are happy.
Yeah. And I think a byproduct of that would be the achievement of sprint and product goals, right? And validating the value of those things. And so, yeah, avoid the busyness trap, avoid the feature factory, focus on external outcomes like Todd mentioned. And you can probably start building with a framework like EBM, some concept of success and seeing whether that success is ebbing and flowing and how to incrementally increase that success sprint over sprint. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!